You've been approved, you found the house, you made the offer, and it got accepted. Today we reach the finish line, closing day, the moment you officially become a homeowner. It's exciting, and it can also feel like a blur of paperwork and unfamiliar words. So let's walk through what actually happens, so you show up calm and informed instead of overwhelmed. First, let's talk about closing costs, because this is the part that surprises people the most. Closing costs are the collection of fees required to finalize your loan and the purchase, and they're separate from your down payment. This is money you need on top of the down payment, so it's really important to plan for it. What's in there? A mix of things. Fees for processing the loan, charges for services like the appraisal and title work, prepaid items like some insurance and taxes, and fees to officially record the sale. It's a bundle of smaller costs that add up to a real number, so don't let it catch you off guard on closing day. Here's some good news, though. Closing costs aren't always entirely on you. In some cases, they can be negotiated, and sometimes a seller agrees to cover part of them, or you use one of those lender credit arrangements we mentioned last episode. It's worth a conversation, but the golden rule is to know the number well ahead of time. You'll receive documents before closing that spell out these costs in detail, and you should absolutely read them and ask questions about anything you don't understand. That's not being difficult. That's being a smart buyer. Now let's decode a word that confuses almost everyone. Escrow. Escrow gets used in two different ways, so let me give you both. During the buying process, escrow refers to a neutral third party who holds things, like your good faith deposit, safely, until all the conditions of the deal are met. Nobody just hands money directly to a stranger. It sits protected in escrow until it's supposed to be released. It's basically a trusted middleman. The second meaning shows up after you own the home. Many homeowners have what's called an escrow account attached to their mortgage. Here's the idea. Instead of you having to save up separately for big annual bills like property taxes and homeowners insurance, your lender collects a little extra with each monthly payment, sets it aside in that account, and then pays those big bills on your behalf when they come due. It's a way of spreading those lump sum costs smoothly across the year. That's why your monthly payment often includes more than just the loan. It's quietly funding those future bills too. Okay, closing day itself. What actually happens? In simple terms, you sign. A lot. You'll review and sign a stack of documents that finalize the loan and legally transfer the home to you. You'll confirm the terms of your mortgage, acknowledge your costs, and handle the final funds. Somewhere in that stack is the moment it becomes real. And then, the part everybody waits for, you get the keys. Let me give you a few tips to make closing day smooth. 1. Review your documents in advance. Don't wait until you're sitting at the table seeing numbers for the first time. 2. Make sure you know exactly how and when to provide your funds, because there are usually specific requirements for that. 3. Bring your ID. And 4. Don't be shy about asking questions. This is one of the biggest financial moments of your life. It is completely reasonable to slow down and make sure you understand what you're signing. And then it's done. The paperwork ends, the keys are in your hand, and that house is yours. Take a breath and enjoy it. You earned it. In our final episode, we're doing something fun and practical, a rapid-fire glossary. 25 of the most common mortgage and home buying terms, decoded in plain English, so you'll never feel lost in a conversation again.